Yom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Fu Shlema, for Yitzchak Menachem and Gittam Lo Brian Leia, and for Yudah Ben Tzion Ben Elmi, Shavi Ben Asbas Avigail Rezel, Yoel Ben Esther. They shall have a Fu Shlema, B'soich Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael, and a Bracha B'Atzlacha for David Shukral Ben Rachel, Moshe Shimon Ben Brian Akela, and for Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, and for Shmuel ben Yamin Tishna Rachaleah, they should all have, all these rebbes, tzaddikim, should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. We are basing our this shir on the Mikdash and the Kelim, on the Sefer Mishnas Chaim and Parshas Truma. The pasuk says, "V'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'seochem kochol hashanei mareh uscha istavnis ha-mishkan v'estavnis kol kelav v'chein ta'asu." You should make for me a mishkan, I will dwell in it. All like all that I show you, the form of the Mishkan and the form of the Kelim, and so should you do. What does it mean, and so should you do? You just told me to do them, the Mishkan and the Kelim. So Rashi says, so you should do Lidoros. That Lidoros, the Kelim should be the same as the Kelim of the Mishkan. So Rashi learns that the V'chein Tasu is referring to the Kelim, that the Kelim should be Lidoros, the same as they were in the time of the Mishkan. However, the Mishnah in Shavuos says that we are only allowed to add on to the city Rishlaim and the Azaros if we have a Melech, a Navi, an Urim, V'tumim, and a Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, how do we know this? And the Gemara answers, from our Pasuk, so this should be for all the generations, that just like as Rashi explains there in the Gemara. In the time of the Mishkan, the Azar was sanctified by Moshe, who was a Melech. And Moshe was a Navi, and his brother Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. And there was an Urim Tumim, and there was a Sanhedrin. So to Lidoros, when we want to sanctify the Azaros, it has to be with a Melech Navi, and Kohen Gadol, and Urim Tumim, etc. So, if that's the case, that this is what the Gemara is teaching us, that the V'chein Tasu means that Lidoros, you need to sanctify the Azara with a Melech Navi, etc., then we have a stira. This Gemara contradicts Rashi and Chumash, because the Gemara says that the V'chein Tasu Lidoros is referring to the Etzem Kedushas HaMishkan or Mikdash, and Rashi in Chumash says that it's referring to the Kalim, that the Kalim have to be the same Lidoros as they did it, as they were in the Mishkan. However, it's a Kashan Rashi, because the Gemara says that it's not referring to the Kalim. B'chein Tasu is referring to the Mishkan, not to the Kalim. The Kalim don't have to be the same Lidoros. Not only that, but it says in the Gemara in Tesvav and Aleph and Shavuos that Rava says that call all Kalim, brings a brisa that all Kalim that Moshe made, they are holy by dint of the fact that they were anointed with oil. Mikan ve'elach, from after Moshe, it's enough to do the avoda to invest them with their sanctity. So says frekt Rava, hachinami name v'chein tasu l'doros. So why don't we say that it's the v'chein tasu is referring l'doros, that Moshe, just like Moshe anointed the kelim to be mekadesh them, so l'doros we have to anoint the kelim to be mekadesh them. Why don't we say no, l'doros it's different, the avoda invest them with their sanctity? Answers the Gemara, we have a mute in the pasuk v'yim shechem v'yikadesh osam b'mishicha v'lo l'doros b'mishicha, which means that dafka those kelim of the time of the Mishkan were anointed with mishicha and we're invested with sanctity because of the Mashiach and not Lidoros. Lidoros you don't need. Mashiach, Lidoros, Avoda is enough. Frektosvis, so why doesn't, and the Dibur Masel V'chein Tasu, the Kalim should also require a Sanhedrin just like they had in the time of Moshe? And Tosvis answers, no, we have the word Osam. And Osam teaches us, it's a miut, that the V'chein Tasu is not referring to the Kalim. The V'chein Tasu Lidoros is referring dafka to the Etzem Kedushas HaMishkan. That's what needs a Sanhedrin, etc., to sanctify it. But the Osam comes to be mimayet, that the V'chein Tasu is not talking about Kalim. Kumtois. That we have a mefurish miut in the Gemara and Tosfos, that the V'chein Tasu, or Tosfos understanding the Gemara, that V'chein Tasu Lidoros is referring dafka to the Etzem Kedushas HaMishkan or Mikdash, but not to the Kalim, because Osam excludes the Kalim from the V'chein Tasu Lidoros. Rashi, because Rashi says that Bechein Tasu is referring to the Kalim, and then we have Tosis Kasha. So then, if it's referring to, first of all, the Gemara says that the Bechein Tasu is referring, as Rashi himself explained the Gemara, to the Etzem HaMishkan. And number two, so why do the Kalim require a Sanhedrin? Just like the Azara did. Because it's Ladoros. Just like in the time of Moshe you had the Sanhedrin, so too it should be Ladoros. So the answer would be that Mikoyach, the Kasha of Tosfos, Rashi and his Perush and Chumash said what he said in order to answer Tosfos' Kasha. What do I mean? In other words, again, what was Tosfos' Kasha? Tosfos' Kasha was the Kalim should also require 71, the Kalim should also require Sanhedrin to sanctify them. And then we answered, no, that Kalim aren't Ladoros. You don't need what you needed in the time of the Mishkan for the Kalim Ladoros. So the pasuk says, "Estavnis a mishkan, estavnis kol kelim v'chein tasu." So you should make the mishkan and the kelim, and so you should do. So b'pshuto the v'chein tasu is going on both. Estavnis a mishkan, estavnis kol kelim, and then the v'chein tasu is going on both. That both of them are ladoros. So why are we darish and dafka that you need a sanhedrin, a melech, etc., on the mikdash itself and not on the kelim? So the answer is that be'emes the pashas of the pasuk tavnis a mishkan, estavnis kol kelim. And then afterwards says v'chein tasu, the v'chein tasu is really going on both. Right? That's both the Mishkan and the Kalim should be the same as they were. In the time of the Mishkan, they should be Ladoros. The only problem is it's not true, because the Tavnis HaMishkan is not the same Ladoros. Look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And therefore, we can't explain the pasuk kipshuto. We cannot explain the pasuk kipshuto as referring to the Mishkan, that the Chein Tasu Ladoros is referring to the Tavnis HaMishkan. It doesn't remain the same Ladoros. We don't have the same Mishkan Ladoros. That the Mikdash is certainly different than the Mishkan. So we change the Tavnis of the Mishkan, as the Ram says at the beginning of Beis HaBechira. Ladoros is going to be different than it was in the time of the Midbar. So how can the pasuk then say that v'chein tasu ladoros is referring to the Tavnis HaMishkan? As Tavnis HaMishkan v'tavnis kol kelim v'chein tasu, and you want to say that v'chein tasu and pashas is going on both the Mishkan and the kelim, but it's not true. It's not going on the Mishkan. So therefore, b'yachas to the Mishkan, it's not kipshuto. And therefore, the Gemara darshins that it is referring to the Mishkan, but not to the Tavnis of the Mishkan, but to the Kedusha of the Mishkan, that just like the Mishkan needed a Melech and a Navi, etc., to be Mekadesh the Azara, so too, Ladoros, you need a Melech and a Navi to be Mekadesh the Azara. So there it has to be a drasha of not Kipshuto, the same Tavnis of the Mishkan, but it has to be a drasha of that it requires a Melech and a Navi to sanctify it. However, in relationship to the Kalim, the pasuk could be explained kipshuto v'chein tasu, that you're making the same kelim in the Beis HaMikdash that you made in the Mishkan, and therefore Tosis's kash isn't shver. Tosis asked, why don't we require for kelim a Sanhedrin? The answer is that since on the kelim the pasuk is kipshuto v'chein tasu ladoros, that the kelim should be the same tavnis, the same form, they should look the same as the kelim in the Mishkan, we don't have to darshan that you need a Sanhedrin anymore. The only time we were forced to darshan that you need a Sanhedrin is when referring to the tavnis HaMishkan, because that's not going to be the same ladoros. And there we said, when that's referring to the being mekadesh the mikdash, that is the same ladoros, that you need a melech and a navi, etc. But when it comes to the kelim themselves, that's going to be understood kipshuto. What's the kipshuto understanding? That the kelim have to be made in the same form as they were in the time of the Mishkan, and that's going to be ladoros. So now Rashi comes out beautiful. Rashi's dancing. In the Gemara pasuk in Chumash v'chein tasu ladoros, Rashi's explaining kipshuto. Ani lo basi ela frash kipshuto shel mikra. That the kelim have to be the same tavnis ladoros. What about the fact that you need a navi and a sanhedrin, etc.? The answer is that's only a drasha if pshuto shel mikra doesn't work out. So here pshuto shel mikra doesn't work out. Tavnis hamishkan v'tavnis kol kelim v'chein tasu. The v'chein tasu ladoros can't be understood kipshuto as referring to the Tavnis HaMishkan, because it isn't the same. So what's the teretz? The teretz is gevaldik. That there we have to come onto a drasha of you need a melech and a navi and a sanhedrin. That's the tavnis of Mishkan, but tavnis called kelev is mamish kipshuta. And therefore, you don't have to say, oh, just like in the time of Moshe, they had a Sanhedrin for the Kalim, so too, Ladoros. No, it's not true. Because you don't need to come on to the Sanhedrin how you were Makadish it. The Ladoros here is going to be under Kipshuto. That Kol Kalev is Ladoros, the same Tavnis. So Rashi's saying it's Pshuto Shel Mikra, and Mimela, he doesn't need this drush of needing a Sanhedrin. The Ramban brings the Perish Rashi and he says, "V'lo yadati she'ze'emes she'ischayv Shlomo alasus klei beis olam v'kitav niseilu." I don't know if it's true that Shlomo HaMelech has to make the same kelim like these. The mizbeach hanachoshes asa Shlomo esrim am oirach v'esrim rachav. So they're different kelim. The mizbeach was a different measurement. Al derech hapshat ein tzarich l'chol zeh l'ba kefal l'chizuk l'zvezeiruz. So he says, al derech hapshat, it's not a problem that you don't have to say like Rashi v'chein tasu l'doros is referring to the kelim. Rather, you can say that it is that it's not v'chein tasu l'doros that the kelim have to be the same. The Ramban says it's not true. Rather, it's a chizuk and a zeiruz v'chein tasu. Bezrizus v'charitzus, go get him, go do it, men. First, the coach gives the pep talk. We're going to do this, 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 I want you to do this, this, this. Let's go do it. L'havdil. So if that's the Ramban, so then how does the Gemara know the Darshan v'chein tasu l'doros, that it's a melech and a navi, since it's only b'zerizus v'charitzus. So look in the Orachayim HaKadosh. So what would appear to be is as follows. The sheet of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos is that we're building a Mishkan and a Mikdash. That's a mitzvah, and together with that mitzvah, we have a mitzvah of the Klei Mishkan. It's all one mitzvah. The Mikdash and the Kelim are one mitzvah. The Ramban is Mesig on the Ramban. And Mitzvah Se Lamed Gimel, and he says that the Kelim aren't included in the mitzvah of the Mishkan. Rather, each Kli is a mitzvah together with its avodah. The Mizbeach is a mitzvah with the Karbanos, and the Shulchan is a mitzvah with the Lechem Apanim, and the Menorah with the Hadlaka. Each Kli is a mitzvah together with its avodah. So, we explained in a previous shiur that it's l'shitasam, the Kli Chemda says this, and the Sefer Mitzvah Melech says this, and it's a good way of learning. That the Rambam holds that the mitzvah, that the reason we have a Beis HaMikdash and a Mishkan, is to be makriv karbanos, like he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And therefore, the Kelim are also shaykh to the Mitzvahs Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because it's all the same purpose. The purpose of the Mikdash is Akrovas Karbanos, and the Kelim are therefore Akrovas Karbanos, so Kelim are subsumed under the category of the Mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. However, the Ramban holds at the beginning of Parshas Truma that the purpose of Akomas HaMishkan is L'tzorech HaShuras HaShchina Ideal Aron, and therefore the Klei HaMishkan aren't the same as HaKomas HaMishkan. HaKomas HaMishkan is L'tzorech HaShchina, and the Klei HaMishkan are there for the Avodah, so it's a completely different thing, so it's not the same mitzvah. So now we can say that that's what the Ramban explained in the pasuk of Bechein Tasu Lizrizus Vecharitzus. We're referring to the Kalim, because that's why they needed a special Zahirus to make the Kalim correctly. And the Etzem HaKomas HaMishkan, we apparently don't need a Zerus, because that's Letzorech HaShuras HaShchina. But when do you need a Zerus? You need a Zerus for the Kalim, which isn't part of the Etzem HaKomas HaMikdash. And if that's the case, so the Gemara darshan very well v'chein tasu, referring to the Mishkan, that we require a melech and a navi ledoros, just like it was in the time of Moshe. So the v'chein tasu doesn't require us, that we don't need to be mizareis. We don't need to be mizareis to build the Mishkan, because they're going to be mezuzahs themselves, because it's Hashuras HaShchina, that's the Iker. So what then is V'chein Tasu coming to teach us? Oh, there the Gemara Darshan is a special drasha. And that it says, by Kalim, V'chein Tasu, that's Kipshuto. According to the Ramban, the V'chein Tasu, L'gabe the Kalim, is Kipshuto for Zerus. Since Kalim aren't part of the Mishkan, or Mikdash, they're an Inyan Acher, and therefore, even though they didn't need a Zeruz on the Mishkan, they still needed a Zeruz on the Kalim. And according to this, we also have a Yishuv of the Kashiv Tosis. Tosis says, maybe we need a Sanhedrin for the Kalim. And the answer is no. That it's Kipshuto. The v'chein tasu by the kelim is kipshuto kid azeres. So basically, we have the same fundamentally we have the same teretz of Tosfos Kasha, both from the Ramban and Rashi, and the answer is that they don't learn that that the v'chein tasu was talking about a drasha, because they both learned that the v'chein tasu was kipshuto. Rashi learns that the v'chein tasu the doros kipshuto on the kelim that it's going to be the same tavnis, and the Ramban holds it's not true. Holds the v'chein tasu l'doros is referring to the kelim that there should be a zeirus, not that it's l'doros, but that it should be a zeirus for the kelim. They should do the kelim properly, with Zrizus and Charitzus. So therefore, we don't need the drasha of Melech and Sanhedrin, etc. So that answers Tosfos Kasha. So both times we're saying that it's Kipshuto. Just according to Rashi, Kipshuto is the same Tavnis. And according to the Ramban, Kipshuto is that it's Zeirus that we're saying, go get him, go do it. And that the Ramban asked on Rashi from the Mizbech that Shlomo made, that wasn't the same as the Mizbech that Moshe made. So how does Rashi say that the Kli Beis Olamim are like the Kelim of Moshe? So the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, says that it's not a kash at all, because the Mizbeach of the Beis Olamim was Mechubar La'aretz. And therefore, just like the Mikdash isn't the same measurements as the Mishkan, it's not the same as the Mishkan, the Mishkan of Moshe was movable, and the Mikdash is kavua. So they're two separate things. So too, since they don't have the same dinim, so too the Mizbeach of the Beis Olamim doesn't have to be the same as the Mizbeach of Moshe, because it has the same din as the Mikdash itself, since it's Mechubar LaKarka. And when Rashi says that the Kelim of the Beis Olamim are the same as the Klei Mishkan, he's talking about the Kelim and not the Binyan. So the Maharal answers the Kasha by saying that Ramban asks, aye, the Mizbech isn't the same, and he says, no, it's Mechubar LaKarka. So Rashi says the Kelim have to be the same, and the Mizbech doesn't have a din of a Kli. However, the Ramban is L'shitaso, because what does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds that the building, the Mizbeach, is not, all the Klei Mishkan, including Mizbeach, are not part of Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Memela, since they're not part of Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash, they would, when you say that the Kelim, they have a din of Kelim, and you see, if they were part of Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then they're part of the Binyan. But since, according to the Ramban, they're considered, even the Mizbeach is considered a Klei Mikdash, Memela would have to be the same. If Rashi was correct, it would have to be the same measurements as the Mishkan. And since it's not, it must be that the Kelim don't have to be the same as they were in the time of the Mishkan. So if you hold that the Mizbeach, that the Klei Mikdash are a separate mitzvah, then you can make the chilek of the Maharal. If you hold that the Klei Mikdash exclusively are included in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then you can make the chilek of the Maharal. What was the Maharal's chilek? The Maharal wants to say that the Kelim are separate, but the Mizbeach is not. Since the Mizbeach Be'etzim is part of the Binyan, but the Kelim, which are not part of the Binyan, even though they're part of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but they're not part of the Etzim of Binyan, so they have to be the same as the Kelim of Moshe. That's the Tzuras HaMitzvah. However, whatever is Kavua B'Binyan, that is allowed to be different. Because that, if a Kli is Kavua B'Binyan, that is going to have a different din, because that's part and parcel of the Binyan. So that doesn't have to have the same din as Kelim. That's why the Mizbech is different. But the Shitas HaRamban, that both the Mizbech and the Shar Klei Mishkan are not part of the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, each Kli is Shach to its Avodah. So the Ramban understood in Rashi that if we require that the Shulchan should have the same Tavnis as the Shulchan in the Mishkan, the Shulchan in the Mikdash should have the same tav as the Shulchan in the Mishkan. So it's not a din in the Mikdash. It's a din in the Kli. Same tavness of the Kli. So just like the Shulchan has to be the same, so to the Mizbeach, which is also a Kli, would also have to be the same as it was in the Mishkan. And don't tell me that it's connected to the Mikdash. It's physically connected to the Mikdash and it's the same mitzvah, and therefore it's allowed to have different measurements, because the Ramban doesn't hold that it's the same mitzvah as building the Mikdash. The Ramban and the Mishkan. The Ramban holds that it's or Mikdash or Mishkan. The Ramban holds that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Mikdash and there's a mitzvah of Kalim. And the Mizbeach is considered one of the Kalim. So if the Mizbeach is one of the Kalim, if the V'chein Tasa was really Lidoros, the Mizbeach should have the same Din Lidoros, and we see that it doesn't. So this is all according to the Ramban's understanding that there are two distinct mitzvahs, the mitzvah of the Mishkan and Mikdash themselves, and the mitzvah of the Kalim. So since the Ramban holds there are two different mitzvahs, when you see the Mizbeach is a different size than the one in the time of the Mizbeach, and then the Mikdash is different than the Mizbeach in the time of the Mishkan, it must mean that they have two. It must mean that the Kalim, Lidoros, don't have to be the same as the Kalim in the time of the Mishkan. Because according to Ramban's understanding, a Mizbeach is one of the Kalim and it's not part of the Etzem Mitzvah HaMikdash. But if you hold that it is part of the Etzem Mitzvah HaMikdash, which is apparently the understanding of the Maharal, then you can say that the Mizbeach, which is part of Etzem Mitzvah HaMikdash and is Mechuber to the Mikdash, is going to have a din of the Mikdash, which doesn't have to be the same measurements, dimensions as the Mizbeach in the time of the Mishkan. What does have the same measurements as the time of the Mishkan? Only the Kalim, which are not connected to the Etzem Binyan. So then, but the Ramban says that if the Mizbeach is different, then all the Kalim can be different. So, Adkan Midvarenu, and you can also look, if you want to do homework, you can look in the Chasim Sofer, in Yored De'ah, Siman Resh Lamed Dalet. And since we're already on the topic of the Mikdash, we'll learn a little bit more based on the beautiful vort that I saw in the Sefer Olas Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Alster, a Talmud of Futner Sechet Tzadik Levracha. So the Rambam says, this is on page Resh Ayin Vav, if you want to look it up, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah esse lasos beis Hashem muchan lios makrivim bo karbonos v'chol gneil of shalosh pomim b'shana shenemar v'asuli Mikdash. And they say for our mitzvah, so the mitzvah is to make a bais Lashem, that's muchan, to be makriv karbanos, and to celebrate three times a year. And they say for our mitzvah, he says, shetzivanu livnos beis avoda, we have to build a beis avoda, and in this beis avoda, we're makriv karbanos, and we go there, we do aliyah l'regel, etc., etc. V'asuli mikdash. The Chinuch writes like the Rambam in the Sefer Ayad, that that's the mitzvah, we have a mitzvah to build it, to bring the karbanos. And the Rambam Chinuch says, Kibinyan bias l'shem Hashem yisbaruch v'tzaseinu b'tfilos v'karbanos eila v'kol ha'ochin la'avodos o yis'ale, that the binyan of the bias for Hashem and davening there and bringing karbanos is to prepare us for His avoda. The Sha'arei Tshuva, he writes that this bias was chosen for tefillah just like it was chosen for karbanos. V'aviyosev l'harkotchi v'simachni b'beis tefilasi. So it's also a bias of tefillah, and also in the tefillah of Shlomo in the Yom Chanukas HaBayis, he says that the bais hamikdash is a makom tefillah. So we see from these Rishonim apparently that the ikar of the Beis HaMikdash is karbanos, and also tefillos. However, if you look at the pasuk, it says v'abiyosim al harkotchi v'simachtim beis tefillasi olsem v'zuchem l'rotz al mizbechi ki beisi beis tefili yakari l'chol ha'amim. Pasuk just talks about tefillos. So the Chinuch says, "Ki binyan bayis l'Hashem yisbarach, v'asoseinu ba tefillos v'karbanos." At this point, he mentions the tefillos first, although he also mentions the karbanos before. Akapanim, it's more than mashmos of the Chinuch is that it's the ikar is it's the karbanos. Akapanim, we have a pasuk that teaches us, which seems to say that the ikar is the tefillah, and you're also a makriv karbanos in this base tefillah. In Megillah, we have the Seder of Tfilos of Yud Ches. We say Kevin Shabbat David. When David comes and Mashiach comes, then we have Tfilah. V'havi yosim al har kolche v'simachnim v'beis tfilasi. That's Shomei Tfilah. And then once you have Tfilah, you have Avodah. Shenemar olosem v'zivchein l'ratzan al mizbechi. So first comes the Tfilah, beis tfilasi, and then olosem v'zivchein. So first is the Tfilah. The Maharsha says that Tfilah, she Avodah shebelev, hiktim l'avodah samizbeach. First comes Tfilah, and then comes the Avodah. So to Shlomo, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, first he davened, and Saras, they shouldn't come, and then he brought the Karbanos. So it's a Pella. And when Shlomo was saying how gevaldik the Beis HaMikdash is, he was talking about how it's a place that Hashem is mekabel our tefillas. If you look there in the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, talks about tefillah, but not about korbanos. Not only that, we don't find the Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis Korbanos. It's called the Beis Tefillah. It's called the Beis Elokim. It's called Nachal Hashem. It's called Mikdash Hashem, but not a Beis Korbanos. And we also say in Mos Tzur, Tikon Beis Tefillah. It's also called the Beis Tefillah. And then B'Shem Todan Ezebech, we'll bring Todas. So all of these psukim show us an inyan yisodi in binyan beis hamikdash, and that's based on what Futner says. I heard Rav Moshe Shapiro often repeats this in his shiurim as well, that the lev of David HaMelech is the levav kol Yisrael, as the Rambam writes legabei Malchei Yisrael, shelibo hu lev kol kahal Yisrael. And therefore the Torah is very makbid that his lev shouldn't be sar me Hashem. He's always walking around with a sefer Torah. King has a higher standard. He says, lev is the lev of kol kahal Yisrael. That's David HaMelech l'kol adoros. David HaMelech and his descendants. And he built the Beis HaMikdash al Maila, like Shlomo HaMelech says, Vayim levav David avi, livnos habayis l'shem Hashem elokei Yisrael, Vayomer Hashem al David avi, yan asher yoyim levavcha livnos bayis l'shmi ativos sekiyam levavecho. It's all about the lave. All the tzipios of the lave of David was to build a bayis l'Hashem, and that's what built the Beis HaMikdash al Maila. And the Beis HaMikdash al Mata was built by Shlomo Mechuvin, corresponding to the Beis HaMikdash al Maila. What Beit David built with his heart, Shlomo built with his hands, and therefore that's why the Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis Tefillah. That's the Iker is Tefillah. That's Avodah Shebelev. Kevin Shebat David, but Tefillah, Tefillah comes with David. Tefillah is Avodah Shebelev. Ula Avdo b'chol levavchem. What's Avodah Shebelev? Tefillah. So the lave of David was writing also the Sefer Tehillim. Al Kol Divrei Shiros Lishisbachos David Ben Yishai Avdecha Mishichecha. So the Rav Futner said that only David, who was the lave of Kol Yisrael, could write a book of Tehillos v'Tishbachos to Hashem, because we have a rule in the Gemara that you're not allowed to praise Hashem, because once you start, then you're never going to be able to stop. So, Brachas Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So Rav Futner said that's only a yachid. A yachid is now that it prays Hashem stam in his own nusach in tefillah, because it'll never be enough. But all the Jewish people, they don't have that klal of not being able to praise. They can be misader all of the shvachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Yisrael Kudsha Brich Hu are one. So therefore David, who encompasses all of Yisrael, he could do it in a sefer Tehillim, and therefore the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech was miyased, he founded it on the Ikar Avodah of Lev. And don't think that bringing Karbanos without Lev is Baratzon. And therefore, his Tefillah revolved around in Yen Kabbalah Satfilos. And then he said, I will also bring Karbanos. So the reason the Rishonim emphasized the Karbanos aspect is that's what we do in Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. We bring Mitzmaisa Karbanos. We bring the Karbanos. However, Be'ikro, the Beis HaMikdash, is the Beis Tefillah. And the Tefillah of Shlomo revolved around the Inyan of Tefillah as Mechubad Keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala, Amzu Yitzarti Li, Tilasi Yisaperu. And that's why the Rambam calls it Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. The Mashmos is that the Halacha book of Hilchos Karbanos is Maisa Karbanos, that there's a Chelek HaMaisa. There's also the Chelek HaLev. In Ritzei, we say Ritzei Hashem Lakeinu Be'amcha Yisrael Tfilas Sam, should desire their tefillas. Rashevas Avdal Vir Beisera Vishay Yisrael Tfilas and Be'avas Kampo Baratzon. You should return the avoda, and the fire of the Jewish people and their tefillas should be received with love. So why do we have tefillah twice? Ritzei Hashem Lakeinu Be'amcha Yisrael Tfilas Sam. Shevdal Vir Beisera Vishay Yisrael Tfilas Sam. Why Tfilas Sam twice? So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah explains that there's a mitzvah say to daven every day. It says, "Vavaratzem lokechem." What's avodah shebelev? That's tefillah, and the minyan of tefillah is a minat Torah. The nusach of tefillah is a minat Torah. The Torah doesn't have zman kavua minat Torah. Chiyuv mitzvah is that you should be mischani. You should supplicate to Hashem every day. You should praise Him, ask Him, pray and thank Him. And then we got mixed up with the nations. Our language wasn't so clear anymore. So Ezra came and he was metaking tefillahs misudaros, loshon misuderes. So everybody can daven properly. And also there was the Mertakin, Minyan HaTfilas, Kaminyan HaKorbanos, Tfilah Keneged Korbanos. The Tur, the Beis Yosef, explain. V'yishe Yisrael Tfilasam, that's referring to the Tfilas that come with the Korbanos. So based on this, we can say that first we say, Ba'amcha Yisrael Tfilasam, that's the Etzem Mitzvah Tfilah Min HaTorah. Or like the Ramban, that it's Midrabbanan but Asimachu HaTorah. And then V'yishe Yisrael Tfilasam, that's what Ezra was mitaken. B'makom Korbanos, K'minyan HaKorbanos, the tefillahs that come with the Korbanos. But the Etzem Mitzvah Tfilah is the first. V'yishe Hashem Kamo Yisrael Tfilasam, that's first. And then V'yishe Yisrael Tfilasam, that's second. That's tefillah, that's mechuvan, that's corresponding to the Korbanos. That's Bimkom Korbanos. And that's why the Gemara says that first you have tefillah and then avodah. The yesod is the tefillah, shomea tefillah, and then it's ritzei, then comes the avodah part. And then even in the avodah part, you have to know that the lev is the ikar. So we first say it was filasam. That's why we say, "Utsei Hashem ra'amcha Yisrael, desire your nation Israel, the lev of the Jewish people, Rachman Aliba boy, God wants the heart. So desire their tefillahs that come out of their heart. And then bring the avodah back. That's the avodah shebemaisa. Of course, the ikar is the lev. And we conclude with Sila Ratzon, Tamar Avodis Yisrael Amecha. It's called the Birchas Avoda. So we end off talking about the Avoda. Rabbi Yon in the Shari Avoda explains that the Karbanos and Tefillah are really one inyan. They both require Kavanos Halev and Machshava Tahora. And even on the Karbanos, the Anshei Maimed would daven. So Karbanos are Avodah Shebemaisa, but they also, the Makor is Avodah Shebelev, and that's the Dag of David HaMelech. So really, that was what the Beis HaMikdash was about. The Beis HaMikdash was a place mixed in with Machshava and Maisa. Shenivchar Bais L'Tfila Kamo Shenivchar L'Karbanos. It's really both. There's Karbanos, there's Maisa, but there's also the Machshava of Tfila. Once we're already talking about the whole inyan of the mitzvah, Livnos Bayis Lashem, I will give you one more treat, and then we will call it a shir Amir Teshem. The Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that it's a mitzvah's essay, Livnos Bayis Lashem. Muchan liyos makrivim bar karbonis v'chogin elav shalosh pam b'shana shem rabasi li mikdash. So in the year 1959, relates Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, he learned by the Chazon Yecheskel in the Slabotki Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, and he said Mamish Bekitzer, but he says this is what he thinks the Pshat is in the Rambam. The Rambam is basing his words on what Shlomo HaMelech said to Chira Melech Tzor in Divrei Yomim. Hine ani boine bayis l'shem Hashem Eloikai. So that's livnois lasis bayis l'Hashem. Just like Shlomo said to Melech Tzor. La'akti shlo la'akti l'fonuk t'arisamim rechaz tamid v'alos la'boker la'erev v'shabosu v'chadosh l'molei Hashem l'keinu l'oilam zoskam al Yisrael. והבייס אשר אני בוינה גודל, כי גודל אלוקינו מכל אלוקים, ומייצר כוח לבנוס לו בייס, כי השמיים ושמי השמיים לא יחלקלו, ומי אני אשר אבנה לו בייס. כי אם להקתי אלפונם, so we see להדיו, that this bias, to Hashem is a special bias, it can't just be a bias for a person to live in, because מייצר כוח לבנוס לו בייס, כי השמיים ושמי השמיים לא יחלקלו, how is it שייך to build a bias להשם? Hashem is beyond any bottom. As it says in Isaiah chapter 66, Eze bayis asher tivnu li, ve'eze makom minuchasi. So what's this whole union of bnias habayis l'shem Hashem? The answer is, kim lahakdir lefanav. It's not a bayis for living, but it's lahakdir lefanav. To bring the korbanos. And that's what the Rambam says. Mitzvahs esay lasos bayis l'Hashem. And what's this bayis about? To be muchan liot makrivim bar karbanos lahakdir lefanav. So the what it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yom is punkt what the Rambam says in his halachos bayis lashem liot makrivim bar karbanos lahakdir lefanav, like it says in the pasuk the hadvarim meirim v'smeichim v'ruuyim l'misha amoram. Rabbeinu Sar HaTorah Zecher Tzadeh B'Kosh Lebracha Zchuso Yogein Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael Amen. A very, very beautiful idea. We should all be zoche to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I hope this was ma'orer a little bit of the tshuka for the Binyan Beis HaShlishi. B'Meheiro V'Yameinu Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.